Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3049, Getting Back on the Fitness Wagon, by Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. On Sundays here, I think it's nice to share an extra episode from another podcast where we read to you. And today's comes from my brother's show, Optimal Health Daily. It's a great episode that fits in nicely with this time of year when many people fall off the fitness wagon after getting on the wagon on January 1st. Now, if you'd like to hear more about fitness, nutrition, diet, anything health related, pretty much, you can find and follow Optimal Health Daily wherever you get your podcasts. You can even submit your own questions and have them answered on Friday editions of the show. Plus, get a copy of our workbook for free if you do that. You can send a health related question to health@oldpodcast.com and then listen to that show on Fridays. Again, that's Optimal Health Daily. But with that, let's get right to the bonus episode as we optimize your life.
Getting Back on the Fitness Wagon, by Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com. Let's talk about shame, shall we? Specifically, I'd like to address the shame folks feel when they fall off the fitness wagon. Fitness, like most of life, is rarely a linear pursuit. When seeking to make health and hotness lifestyle into a habit, it's only natural that there will be fits and starts. Unfortunately, all too often, people give in to all-or-nothing thinking and long delay their return due to embarrassment. This is too bad, as irregular patterns are entirely normal when folks inch towards making fitness part of their life. It's rare for someone to start working out for the first time and never fall off the wagon. And I'm not even talking about the ebbs and flows of in it to win it 5 times a week and the barely maintaining 2 times a week. I'm speaking about working out consistently for 2 months and then taking an unexpected 3-month complete hiatus from fitness. Now, is this ideal? Maybe not. Is it normal and something that happens to many people? Totally. I myself have experienced much the same thing my first 5 years of training. From the time I picked up my first weight just before my 18th birthday in the summer of my 23rd year, my fitness adventures were sporadic at best. Due to the hectic schedule and relative poverty of my early 20s, those first 5 years were characterized by 6 months on, 3 months off, 1 year on, 9 months off, 6 weeks on, 6 months off, etc. Again, is this ideal? Nope. But it happens. It's actually pretty normal. The people who are able to totally overhaul their lifestyle in one fell swoop are few and far between. All too often, I see ninjas get jazzed about working out, go all in for a few months, then start to backslide a little bit and fall off totally. This wouldn't be a problem in and of itself. Happens. Life happens. New jobs happen. We get it. Unfortunately, the ninja in question often compounds the issue with shame. Now, instead of coming back when they're ready, they push it off because they're embarrassed. What will the trainers think? They'll judge me because I'm weaker now. What will the other ninjas think? I've gained some of that weight back. I can't bear to start all over again at square one. I'm so mad at myself for throwing away all of that hard work I did. I guess I'll eat this burrito and watch Real Housewives of Guam. Ninja, you are not alone. Here are some things to keep in mind if and when you find yourself in this position. One, this is normal. The journey to optimal health and hotness isn't linear. The universe moves in spirals. Two steps forward are generally followed by one step back. Happily, one step back is often followed by two steps forward. Two, you're not as far gone as you think. You did not waste all that work. The knowledge gained is still there. The tricks and strategies for training and nutrition are just waiting for you to employ them again. Furthermore, since you've already laid the foundation once, you'll have to do less brain work since you already have a lot of knowledge. Often, you'll be able to layer on new and even better strategies now that you know more about how your body does or does not respond to certain training modalities or nutrition principles. It'll take much less effort to use the recipes you had already mastered, which means now you'll be able to spend time expanding your healthful culinary repertoire. Three, your body will be happy to get back to where it was and will probably do so faster. While repeated bouts of crash dieting seem to negatively affect metabolism and slow down future weight loss efforts, if you did it the right way in the first place, your body may be more responsive than you think. And for exercise, this goes double. You may have lost some strength and endurance, but it's not uncommon to find even better technique after having taken some time away. Now, if you've taken months and months off, you should expect a little bit of lag time as you dust off your neural circuitry. That said, once again, you are not back to square one. Far from it. You're much better situated than when you first began, and a new peak of health and hotness is closer than you think. So, if you're someone who was super consistent for the first 6 weeks of the year, and you're feeling a bit embarrassed that you've taken the last 6 weeks off, take heart. If you're someone who finally got on the fitness train last year, and now you're trigger shy to dive back in after an extended break, I encourage you to take the leap. Seriously, you've been away long enough. Come back. No one is going to judge you. We'll just be happy to see you. You're totally normal, and it's not at all uncommon to accidentally take an extended break. As always, you do you, no pressure. We respect your right to be the captain of your own fate. You just listened to the post titled, Getting Back on the Fitness Wagon by Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now, it's not going to surprise you, but I agree with today's author, Mark. Shocking, right? When I took a moment to really think about what Mark was saying and how I could add something to it, I thought about how we so often think of life as occurring in a linear way, meaning we often think that accomplishments and life in general kind of proceeds in a straight line. I'll give you an example. We often think of life as moving from grade school to intermediate and high school, then college or our careers, then we move forward in our careers and ultimately retire. Straight line, right? Now, while this might be the expectation, that's probably not the reality for most of us. I mean, I basically thought that this was what my life would be like, but the reality is that I've made many turns and detours along the way. I've had to backtrack and make U-turns quite a few times along the way too. I've hit speed bumps and definitely hit stop signs, but I always managed to get back on track. And that's the key. When it comes to your fitness, your diet, your career, whatever, don't let life's detours stop you from progressing. And that's because, as Mark said, the bottom line is that you're still further along than you were before you started your journey. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you again so much for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. It's one of the best ways to keep this show going. And I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.